Hey everybody, welcome to Central in Janesville, the sermon podcast for the Janesville campus of Central Christian Church. Today we've got a short devotional podcast to go along with our regular Sunday sermon podcasts. This is your campus pastor, Kellen Anderson.
Hey everyone, I'm Quinn Galvin, the Associate Pastor of Worship here at Central Christian Church, Janesville, and I'm so excited to lead us through today's devotional. So let's hop right into it. Have you guys ever had an embarrassing misunderstanding? One that happens to me more often than I like to admit is that when I'm in a large crowd with people that I know and someone waves at somebody right behind me and I wave back to them but they're not waving at me, oh, that's such an awkward misunderstanding. Or maybe you are in school and you have an assignment and you feel like you understand the instructions, so you do the assignment and then the day comes when you have to present and everybody starts presenting and then you realize, oh crap, I did this whole thing wrong. Ugh, that's so embarrassing. Well, this passage we are going to look at today is often misunderstood, and obviously misunderstandings are never any good. So let's take a look at this passage from Scripture and look past what we see at first glance. This is Matthew 7:7 through 12. It says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law of the prophets." Now where my brain goes when I first read this is, Jesus is talking about prayer. If I continue to ask for what I want, the Lord will give it to me, right? Well, that would actually be a misunderstanding of this passage. See, earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus already discussed prayer. And then in Matthew 6, 31 through 34, he wants us to catch this main part that he talks about is, but seek his kingdom first. When Jesus tells us to ask for the things we want, he is assuming that we are seeking God's kingdom, not our own. Because when we do that, we will begin to ask for things according to God's will. It is obvious from this that we shouldn't expect to ask God for anything we want and he will just give it to us. This would make him to be a genie, and God definitely is not a genie. If that is how it worked and God gave us everything we wanted, even things that went against his will, that would put things into chaos. Kind of like the movie Bruce Almighty, when Bruce says yes to all those prayers and things go crazy. How do we truly know if our prayers are being answered? And this is a tough question, and it can get really frustrating. And honestly, there's no amazing answer that I can give us for this question. But we have to remember that what we learned earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, that God has promised us that our basic needs will be met. And in today's passage, he's promising something even greater. He's promising to us that when we ask for entrance into God's kingdom as one of his children, we will be allowed in. When we have faith in Christ and ask into his family, he will open the doors to you. Isn't that a beautiful and amazing thing? It's so exciting. This whole passage is pointing to God's wonderful grace and ends by encouraging us to show the same grace to others. The only good gift that Jesus really sees as important enough to give out each time is of eternal value. The gifts that are temporary really aren't as big of a deal to God as they are to us. We can live without them, but we cannot live without heaven. So, at the end of this passage, in verse 12, Jesus throws in the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And at this time, some Jewish texts from the period show that the idea of the golden rule was actually prevalent and prominent at this time. But I think that Jesus' teaching is way more powerful and demanding than just saying the golden rule. It calls his disciples to do more than just refrain from treating others undesirably. It actually urges them to act positively for the benefit of others. This passage shows us that God will help us give others grace when we lean on him. It is really hard for us not to be full of grace when we truly realize just how much grace God has given us. So, as we wrap up, let's review the main ideas from this passage. First, this passage is misleading at first glance, because no, we can't just expect to pray and get anything we want. But when we ask for the most important thing we could ever need, that will be given to us. And that is salvation that leads to eternal life with God. And second, you have been given the ultimate gift of grace by your Maker. And all he's really asking in return is to extend that same kind of grace and love towards others. Have you asked God to open the door of eternal life to you? Do you aim to live in grace towards other people, treating them as you would want to be treated? Or are you guilty of holding people to the standard that even God isn't holding you to? Jesus does want what's best for you. Sometimes he won't answer all your prayers the way you'd like him to. But when you seek him first, he promises to always make his kingdom available to you. You are his, and that's the best answer to anything. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your amazing gift of eternal life and that you are so willing to give that to us. Lord, help us see that all we need to ask for is to have your kingdom come. We want to seek your kingdom first. We want your will to be done, Lord. Lord, we love you so much. We pray that you keep moving in our lives. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining me for the devotional today.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast from Central in Janesville. Be sure to subscribe to the Central in Janesville podcast to keep up to date with each of our teachings. Thanks.